From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a recent telephone conversation. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in remarks at the Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation he recently had with him.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
Jens Stoltenberg. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who burst into a retirement home for missionaries, killing one woman. News reports say about 60 residents were brought out to safety as police continue to search for the suspect. There are no indications that this was an act of terrorism. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebia erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. This is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for suicide truck bombing that killed at least 70 people at a gas station south of Baghdad. Many of the victims of Thursday's attack were Iranian pilgrims who had taken part in the Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of Islamist State. Eight Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were injured. Three militants also died in Thursday's attack. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. World Trade Organization's director has cautioned against blaming world trade for unemployment, saying a number of factors need to be taken into consideration when jobs begin to disappear. Lisa Schlein has our report.
The head of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Acevedo, acknowledges that international trade can be a disruptive factor in some communities and may cost jobs in industries affected by cheap imports. But he says this is far from the whole story.
While it does that, there is no doubt that trade brings overall benefits to the economy, particularly the economies that are more open and that embrace trade more freely are the ones that develop most, that are growing faster.
Acevedo says more jobs are being lost through new technologies and innovation, as well as the search for higher productivity than through trade. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
NATO has ended Operation Ocean Shield after a shop drop-off and attacks by Somali pirates. The Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance mission for NATO. The NATO operation had been one part of a highly successful coordinated international response to the threat of piracy that also included the European Union, the United States, and other independent nations. During its peak, piracy off the Horn of Africa had an economic impact of $7 billion with more than 1,000 hostages taken. There hasn't been a successful piracy attack since 2012. And three Ghanaian opposition candidates who were disqualified from running in next month's presidential and parliamentary elections say they are concerned the vote is unlikely to be unfair, or rather, the vote is unlikely to be fair or credible. In Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.